This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hagman's our guest. He first broke the news with his investigators across the country. Hagman and Hagman is the radio TV show. He owns an investigative training service for police. Great researcher. Looking at this, well, instead of me asking the questions, what other big tidbits should we know? Because it looks to me like they're getting ready for a October 100-year replay of the Bolshevik Revolution. They say they are, Doug Hagman. I have a big article here where Paul Watson links to a bunch of videos and their own statements that they're going to do it. I mean, they're saying, we're getting ready for a violent overthrow. We're going to kill a bunch of people. You've got this Army officer that just graduated West Point saying he's getting ready to, you know, get violent. And they're just walking around organizing violence.
Exactly. And Paul Joseph Watson did a wonderful job on the article. The links are important there. And, of course, the November 4th event is important. But what they're planning subsequent to that event, they're planning to and I want to be careful when I say this. They're planning to disrupt all town halls that feature Republican or the conservative leaders. They're planning to disrupt even events, all school events, campus events, that is, I should say.
But nobody ever disrupts all their Hollywood crap.
Exactly. Now there's one thing that's interesting. We're finding in a couple of different instances where we can actually verify that some of the, especially on a city and or local levels, some of the city and local officials who work in positions of authority within city halls, whether they're city managers or within the mayoral staffs, even in some of the coastal cities on both coasts, but even within the heartland of America, are actually assisting in providing information to refuse fascism.
So let's be clear. We already know this, but this is more confirmation. They've got moles in government basically giving intel to their operatives, and we know they give them safe harbor to commit crimes on these major universities to be able to extinguish free speech. So this is, and we know a lot of professors are getting arrested, assaulting people dressed up with a mask on. So what we know is they have some serious PhD command and control.
Well, right, and they're also being assisted, like I said, by people that hold positions of authority within city governments, and that's very disconcerting, given the fact that you've got the possibility or the potential for actually these people being able to dox the unveil the names and addresses of, for example, some of the local leaders who are conservative, who are anti-fascism for real, as opposed to this pseudo-anti-fascist movement. And we're seeing that. So the threat to the individuals who are out there politically, the political leadership, the conservative political leadership is incredible, especially given the fact that they've got this automatic pipeline. And they're refining this pipeline of information through these seminars, the local meetups and meet and greets, as well as on social networking. You've pointed this out. But the danger, in my view anyway, and what we found, the dangerous period is not going to be necessarily November 4th. It's going to be what happens after that. And they've declared war on Donald Trump and Pence. That's a given, but they're going more local. So I would urge anyone in a position, a conservative, politically conservative position on a local level, and even some, there's even some discussion about attacking some evangelical churches.
Hmm.
And
we just saw that last weekend.
Yeah, well, exactly. But let me just say this on a grander scale. With that information,
stay there. I want you to recap that, and then I want to ask you the big question. Because, you know, sometimes they do some disinfo, but I agree. They have their political launch in November, and then they build towards violence after that. But then also October's the day of the revolution, so I see it all building up even earlier. Let's war game this. When should we'll talk about it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A tale of two cities. A paradox. It's always a paradox. For the parallax view. We see people waking up to political correctness, waking up to nationalism being the answer, pre-market being the answer, as if that's rocket science. With the historical examples, we see the poisonous Hollywood arrogance being exposed. We see Hillary still arrogantly stomping around, only digging her political hole deeper. But then we have massive reports on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com, and, of course, on Hagman and Hagman.com and all the other sites. We'll put up his site, the HagmanReport.com. He's got a bunch of sites, Northeast Intelligence Network, you name it. Excellent website, excellent shows. You've got all this going on, and they're not going to give up. And so they say November 4th, November 5th, we have the videos in the story, Antifa plans civil war to overthrow the government. They say November 4th they launched this. They're already blocking roads. We can show you the video and saying it's begun, it's beginning. And then they say we're going to kill cops, we're going to stab people, we're going to kill white people. It's mainly whites leading it. usually, I'm not against trannies, but it's usually like tranny men. So they're going to kill everybody. I guess they're on Prozac or something. But I don't know. Tranny men. I can't handle the insanity anymore. The point is, tranny persons. And it's not that I don't have problems with some corrupt police or I don't have problems with issues, but it's like a full-on group of crazy people wanting a huge civil war when we actually have a president trying to turn the economy back on. So in closing, talking to Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report, great investigative journalist and private investigator that trains police in multiple states with all his great sources, what are the other big points people should know? And, yes, I tend to agree they do what they say they're going to do by launching this attack November 4th, and then that's political, and then it builds, and they hope copycat violence, hashtag hunt Republicans, like we saw Democrat strategists putting out, and then what, a false flag or something to make them the victims? Like they're trying to have clashes, hoping somebody does something violent. To then, you know, they hurt a bunch of people, kill a bunch of people at a church or whatever. That's cute and funny. But one woman gets run over. It's terrible, but they say we're all guilty. I mean, it seems like they're going to need to add a false flag to this for it to then be a big enough blow up to give the cover for the attempted removal of Trump, which all of Mueller's people and the CIA globalists have said is coming. They say now is the time. They said two months ago, that they would have him removed. Here we are 2 months later. Are they behind or what do you think?
I think it's a question, from what we've seen, it's a question of organization. It was initially a matter of funding. That seems to be taken care of via the Alliance for Global Justice. But now I think it's a matter of organization. And what you mentioned about the false flag, they have used in the past the phrase righteous beatings, meaning to applying that, of course, to their enemies. Now what they're saying is we're willing to take righteous beatings for the right publicity. And we're seeing this and we're hearing this in these local chapter meetings that they're dispersed. So I think in order,
they may beat each other up because they saw the Christian prayer group 3 weeks ago, as you pointed out, take the beatings, black, white, you name it, together. That destroyed them. That was their Mahatma Gandhi moment, their Martin Luther King or Jesus Christ moment. So now, absolutely, they would then, have their own people beat each other up?
Well, either that or put themselves in a position to get wounded in some way, some very public way. And then, of course, that will allow them the righteous response, which is another phrase that they're throwing about. And we're seeing now as well the Muslims, and I have to throw this out there. This is not meant to be anything but the truth here, where some of the training manuals used by Al-Qaeda, used by, for example, the Al-Batar series, and the Inspire magazine, which is written in English, being actually used for instructional material for some of these local chapters. And
the left has publicly adopted the flag, the regalia. They love it. They think it's sexy.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, you know, from Robert Avakian to Carl Dix on down, Avakian, of course, founding Refuse Fascism. What we're seeing at this point, and I think that in this order, and I don't know the timetable, but I do suspect you're going to see essentially attacks on properties, Molotov cocktails, and the targets will be churches, police stations, attacks on police themselves, police officers. Of course, you know, that's...
And by the way, just like Al-Qaeda, like you said, or Inspire Magazine, they put out the propaganda hoping lone wolves activate, just like the Sudanese Muslim that shot, nine people, killing one. He said, I went there to kill white Christians. So, I mean, it's happening.
Yes, yes. So the town halls, especially those hosting political conservatives and any type of Christian conservative biased meeting group, whatever, or anti-Sharia groups are targets. Those are the primary high list priority targets. And then, of course, the supporters of Donald Trump. Anyone with a red MAGA hat, for example, or wearing a Trump shirt. It's open season on everyone like that. And I don't want to sound alarmist, but this is what they're telling the foot soldiers.
And what do you think they're hoping? Maybe not blow up a federal building and blame it on us, but they attack enough folks, the media covers it up, a few lone people fight back, then that's billed as an attack on them like they tried with Charlottesville, and then it blows up bigger?
Yeah, and I think the Rahm Emanuel quote, never let a crisis go to waste, I think that's kind of the mantra here, where looking at this, let's make sure that we can engage, cause chaos, of course, overwhelm the system, and really tax the EMS, the police, tax the response, even to the extent where, think SDS back in the 70s and 60s. Along with the communist groups and the Weathermen, the fact is they didn't do enough back then. They're saying, look, we learned our lesson back then. We didn't win then. Now we're going to have to do a little bit more, and not a little bit more, much more. So everyone's a target. This is open season on everyone. And again, I don't want to sound alarmist, but this is what they're saying in these groups, and the tapes, or the, I call them tapes, the recordings have been.
Sure. Let me ask you this then in closing. HagmanReport.com is the main website you want to go to. I just threw out a few others out of memory. HagmanReport.com. Let me ask you this. Clearly, it's a 100-year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. They admit that's their plan. They're all activating. They have these army officers decloaking, saying, yes, we're communists. We're gonna get you. They're not getting in trouble. I mean, this is just, they've been breeding like termites underneath the floorboards here. It looks like they're getting ready to launch their big physical assault. They've lost politically. Mueller's an idiot. Everything's falling apart. They're in trouble. I think they're going to try something desperate and violent on an organized scale. Have the media phrase it like it's good. Claim it's all Trump's fault and try to remove him. That said, their whole NFL launch to create this environment and turn up the pressure has gone flat. So, regardless, even if this thing goes off as a dud or fails, I think it's clear to say we are in for some really dangerous, crazy times. I think everybody needs to be going into October, into November, November 4th, as you said. We are not out offensively looking for trouble. But you see somebody Molotov cocktails, burning stuff, shooting people, have your firearm, defend yourself, and light them up. Because, you know, everybody needs to know, do not offensively do anything. But you need to be ready, especially if you're cops. And again, people say, oh, you just worship the police now. They've used the cops as a scapegoat for political warfare. There's some bad cops, good cops. It's one of our institutions. They want to overthrow that, bully it into submission. And yes, they are shooting cops in the back of the head, killing them in patrol cars every week. It's all the same group. That's all a beta test to just get the cops used to it. So when the main assault comes, cops sit around and don't know what they've been hit by. Every one of these Antifa, every one of these communist groups, every one of these Congress people that push this, they're all guilty. Because if they launch the real Bolshevik attack, I think they may be, we're talking hundreds of dead cops in the middle of the night, shot in their cruisers. They think the cops are going to then roll up, send up the white flag, and you know, kiss their ass. That's already been the plan. Bring in the federal review boards, say they're sorry. CNN said, hey, more cops are dying. You better stop, you know, realizing you're bad. You better go under Loretta Lynch's Strong Police, Strong Communities Act. I mean, this is really brazen bullying. Don't they get America was asleep, not wimps. They're starting to wake us up. I think they better understand that, well, they don't know because they never actually got hurt. I think this is a bunch of wimps trying to practice war, and I don't think they understand that they're about to really get put in a wood chipper.
Good points, all, and I believe that they have mischaracterized the right or the conservatives' temperament or courteous lack of response or tolerance, shall we say, for acceptance, and that's a wrong thing to do. What I see taking place here is really the attacks against the buildings, the attacks against the police, the attacks against the political and social conservatives, and it will gradually increase because they don't. And this is another thing. It's almost mentally that they believe that Lynch or Holder is still in the Justice Department, and perhaps they have holdovers there, but certainly they're not getting much resistance from at the federal level. So they feel empowered where they can go off and do whatever they need to do without much potential for punitive consequences. That's the attitude, at least, that we've seen.
Well, I see anybody in a black mask waving a gun around. I mean, these people, a parrot tests its perch. And they've been testing, and they think they're just going to get away with all this. And I'm a target, you're a target, and these people don't scare me. America rolling over does. And I, you know what? I know in my heart, Doug, America's not going to roll over. I know if they pull this, I don't want them to do this, but the Machiavelli in me, you know, the devil in me, almost hopes they do, because then they're going to get back 100 times what they did. It's like the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. I mean, but they're so domesticated, so cowardly. But it doesn't mean they can't play video games, practicing to kill people, and can't kill a lot of folks. It's a hell of a time to be alive. Anything else, Doug?
No, and you're right. They've got strong thumbs from the video games, but they've got no idea necessarily what our response is going to be. And I think they're underestimating what the typical American response will be. But that's not stopping them from planning and from promoting the righteous violence to fight the fascist Donald Trump and his agenda. So I think we're going to see a ramp up in violence, perhaps as early as around November 4th. And I would be very, very concerned in the time period between then and Christmas by not the necessarily the Islamic groups, but by the domestic terrorist groups, especially and including RevCom, Antifa, Refuse Fascism, and Indivisible.
Well, you know they're using Islam as their muscle. I really see in the tea leaves, Antifa's the cover. The media is already preparing to flush them by now going, okay, yeah, maybe they're terrorists. Then they use Islamic groups to really carry out the attacks, and then basically then the Antifa gets flushed.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and that's a great model, and it's geographically, it's not specific to any one geographical region yet, but that's the model that we're seeing, especially on the West Coast, because we've got investigators on the West Coast, East Coast, and a couple other places, without getting too much into detail, that have infiltrated these groups, and actually we bumped into one, I'm not going to say a federally, one state officer there, who was working undercover. Is kind of funny, but the bottom line is the interest doesn't appear to be in with the federal government, but with the authorities in the state and county and local.
I can't believe the feds aren't watching this, even if they're behind it, because the deep state. Why would you just let this run rampant, having even no idea what it's doing? It's just super dangerous. All right, Doug Hagman, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're going to skip this break and the one at 50 so that Jack Posobiec has more time, a former, current naval intelligence officer, formerly in intelligence, says the president likes him and retweets him. He was banned, because if you're a West Point Army officer graduate that says he wants a violent revolution and hates America, then you get promoted. If you love America and have served your country, then you're a bad person. But it was great having you here earlier this week, Jack. We need to talk more on the phone the next few days about a lot of stuff we're working on, a lot of big things coming up. So good to have you here with us. I'm going to let you take over in about 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you, big story on DrudgeReport.com, Antifa plans civil war to overthrow the government, link after link after link with videos of mainline leftist and communists saying November 4th they're going to start killing people, stabbing people, murdering police. Organized criminal activity here. What do you think, as a smart guy, they're planning? Go ahead and take over.
Alex, what they're planning to do here with Antifa and with all of these organizations is they're attempting, number one, not necessarily to take over the U.S. They know they can't overthrow the United States. They know that they don't have the abilities, they don't have the manpower, they don't have the material, the supplies. That's not the real issue here. The real issue for them is they want to make the impression. They want to show that the Trump presidency, the Trump administration, is discredited. They want to have this this new line, and the media has tried line.
I totally agree. It's an intro to have him removed, to say, look, America's in turmoil, it's your fault.
Exactly. It's a way to say he's illegitimate. And if you remember, you go back. First it was, it wasn't the electoral vote. It was the popular vote. And then it was the Electoral College was going to revolt against him. Well, that didn't happen. And then it was the recount. We had the recount. And then it was the Russian collusion delusion, which has now been completely debunked. And so now they're turning back to Antifa, saying, well, he promised law and order. He couldn't bring law and order. He's still not a legitimate president. It's trying to make America think that Trump is to blame for all this division. They're now blaming him for all the NFL stuff, which actually happened under Barack Obama. But they want Americans to think that he's to blame for the division, that he's to blame for the
I agree. And here's my final question. It's not working. I disagree if you disagree. It's all blowing up in their face. Trump's approval ratings are up. The economy's starting to roar back. They're getting more and more desperate. Don't they get it's not working?
They do get it that it's not working, Alex, and that's why it's pushing them to become more and more brazen. It's pushing them to become more and more desperate. Alex, a year ago, these people were using warrantless or, very trumped up warrant, wiretaps of the Trump the Trump campaign at the time. That was the level of lawlessness these people were planning to go to. That they were able to take things to that level. They assumed nobody was going to do anything about it. So when it comes to them saying, are they going to commit crimes? Alex, they already have committed crimes. They've already gotten to the point where they've broken the law, that we've seen them.
And that's why they're so dangerous, because they've committed so many crimes. They're desperate to get Trump out, not out of arrogance, but out of absolute cornered rat necessity.
Yes. If they see a way to foment anger, to foment division against the president, if they start to see the politics of the American people. So America's center of gravity has always been public opinion, right? The Russians understood this. The Chinese understood this. They understand that because we're a democracy, we're beholden to the wishes of our people. If our people start to lose faith in a government, lose faith in a president, then it's time to strike. This is what happened under Nixon. Some argue this is what happened under JFK. They're trying to establish that this is definitely what happened with the Vietnam War. They're trying to establish the same type of circumstances, the same type of information environment to take the president out, either willingly or unwillingly.
Show's yours, my friend. Great points.
Thank you very much, Alex. Well, the one thing that I definitely wanted to cover today that we saw, this actually was a massive report last night by believe it or not, CNN, where I don't know if other people saw this, but I've got the link up. I'm showing it to other people. We're now, we've been talking about this Russia collusion, did Russia work with the Trump administration? Was there any information, any meetings, any emails, collusion with Russia, with Vladimir Putin? Well, what we saw now is that, number one, there were a couple of Facebook ads. Not very much. However, Facebook and Twitter have now come forward, and in a massive report, believe it or not, CNN, they're kind of cutely dancing around the fact about this. They're admitting that one of the major Black Lives Matter accounts, this account called Blacktivists, was actually run by the Russian government. Now, CNN is basing this off of sources, so I want everyone to take it with a grain of salt, because, again, it's CNN, and we don't know. We've learned that CNN is willing to push fake news if it fits their narrative. However, the reason that this report specifically stuck out to me was because it goes in the face of the Russian narrative. It goes in the face of the narrative that Russia and Vladimir Putin were the ones who were trying to get Trump elected.
Well, Obama had hundreds of big NGOs spending billions a year in Russia. I know I said I turned over to you. You're making a great point. Russia's half overthrown by the West. So just because money comes out of a Russian company and does something doesn't mean it either way.
Exactly. And Alex, when I was there in Austin earlier this week, we talked about this. Yuri Andropov, all the other KGB directors before he was the party secretary back in the 60s and 70s, they knew that to break America up, you had to push those racial fault lines. You had to find those racial divisions and inflame those tensions. And so this idea of fomenting a revolution or fomenting some sort of a racial division, race war, the KGB called it back in those days, it's apparently the same tactics we're now seeing with the KGB, well, and their successor organizations in Russian propaganda arms. This is what actual disinformation looks like, because if you look at some of this stuff, and I've got it pinned at my Twitter account, it's all saying that the KKK has taken over the U.S. government. It's anti-police, it's anti-government, anti-authority. And there's basically calls for African Americans to rise up, to throw off the chains of the U.S. government. That's what this is calling for. This is Russian disinformation. It falls very much in line with the same type of racial tensions that we're seeing from globalists, from other organizations. And to your point, Alex, it's not just the idea that because it's coming from Russia, that means it must be Vladimir Putin. We're not sure who exactly in Russia is pushing this stuff. So if you look at it, we've got it up now on the screen. Basically calling for the overthrow of police, the attacks on police, attacks on the government. This is huge stuff. But of course, the mainstream media isn't going to have some major national outrage over it. They're going to report it once, and I predict they're not going to bring it up again, because it falls completely contrary to their narrative that the Russians were doing everything they could to push Donald Trump, when in fact they were not doing that. They were seeking chaos. They were seeking division. That is the traditional form of disinformation, the traditional form of psyops that we've seen for many, many times under the Russian government. And so when I see all of this coming out, it makes a lot more sense to me as a trained intelligence officer in my previous experience as to see what's coming out. We've got a lot more coming up, folks. We're going to have journalist, independent journalist Jacob Wall come up to talk more collusion between Facebook and possibly the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's right. It's Facebook leaks. Julian Assange was talking about this. Stick right here. We will be right back so soon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars, big fourth hour. Jack Posobiec, guest hosting. Really happy to be here. Very much appreciative. We've got on the line Jacob Wall, this amazing independent young journalist who's come out. Massive scoops, massive analysis. And one thing that I saw last night, it was very interesting. I was looking on Twitter, and I saw Julian Assange on his account started tweeting out some emails from John Podesta. And I said, well, it's Julian Assange and John Podesta emails. There's certainly nothing new there. But I started to look at them, and I started to read more into what was going on, and certainly read into the news cycles of the day, where we're finding out now that Mark Zuckerberg has essentially admitted that he colluded with Russia. He ran Russian disinformation ads, both for Trump, against Trump, for Bernie, against Bernie, all sorts of stuff out there. And then I saw this report It was an email from Zuckerberg and Podesta essentially talking about colluding to rig the election. So I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I saw that Jacob had written this excellent article up at Offended America. I want everyone to go and see it, and I want to welcome Jacob on the show on InfoWars to break that down for us. Jacob, how's it going?
Hey, Jack, it's great to be here. It's as clear as day. It's all come out now. Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win. And you just were mentioning, Russia wants revolutionary forces in the United States. They want to overthrow natural order, law and order. That's what they're into. And what the media keeps getting wrong is that they think that Trump is a revolutionary. They think that Trump represents an explosion in the American order. And that's not what he is. Trump is pure Americana. He's traditional. He's back to the Constitution. If you want to talk about revolutionaries, look at Hillary.
Exactly. So let's break down some of these emails. What exactly was going on between Mark Zuckerberg and John Podesta that Julian Assange wanted to call our attention to?
So just a timeline here to start off.
Okay.
The first thing that happened is that Hillary's top lawyer for her campaign worked for Facebook in 2011 and got them a special letter from the Federal Election Commission so that they would not have to disclose the spending that took place on political ads. 5 years later, this gentleman works for Hillary Clinton. And what happens is Sheryl Sandberg in 2015 is sending direct emails to Hillary Clinton saying it was wonderful. She met with me. She was magical with my kids, whatever that means.
So we're seeing a revolving door between Facebook executives and and Hillary Clinton campaign going back and forth. Well, now they're there. Now they're working for Hillary. It's essentially the exact same people going back and forth, bringing their Rolodexes, bringing their connections and influence from one organization to the other. Go ahead.
Right. And what this lawyer argued in front of the Federal Election Commission is he argued that the reason they shouldn't have to disclose ad spending is because Facebook ads are like a pin that you put on your shirt or a bumper sticker. He said they're not a big deal. So which one is it? Is the Russian low budget $100,000 operation to buy Facebook ads something that swings the election? Or is it a small thing? Because Hillary's own people argued in front of the Election Commission that it doesn't make a difference. So which one is it? And the media is
what exactly there was that line that Assange called attention to, I thought was so important, that Sheryl Sandberg said in her email. So the Facebook executive, Sheryl Sandberg, what did she say specifically to John Podesta?
She said, and I quote, "I want to help any way I can. I still want HRC to win badly." I mean, you can
HRC,
take that one to
Hillary
the bank.
Rodham Clinton.
That's right. And a reminder, Sheryl Sandberg is the COO of Facebook. She's in the trenches every day. She's a senior executive. She reports directly to Mark Zuckerberg. And then we've got Zuckerberg in a very long memo to the Clinton campaign begging and pleading for a meeting with Hillary Clinton. He says, "I know you're busy, but I need a meeting badly. I want to help you out any way that I can," talking specifically.
And not just the head of the campaign, but actually John Podesta. So Zuckerberg is specifically requesting for a meeting with John Podesta, chairman, someone who, as far as I can tell, doesn't actually have much background in the tech community. But what he does have a background is in the swamp and swamp tactics and linking together globalist politicians and other organizations there in Washington, D.C.
That's right. And so what they likely organized, it's looking like, is that they organized a Russian ad buy, a very small one. Okay, $100,000 is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket relative to all the ad spending. But we have to remember, Russia's got the same GDP per capita, actually slightly less than Grenada. This is not a rich country that we're talking about. And they did a low-budget ad buy. The ads, as we've mentioned, were Black Lives Matter ads. They were pro-Hillary Clinton ads. And again, Hillary Clinton's the revolutionary, not Trump. She's the one that wants to shift us over to basically communism light. And so that's what happened. Facebook, together with the Clinton campaign, and we know that Sheryl Sandberg did meet with Hillary. It sounds like Hillary came to her house because she said that Hillary was magical with her kids. That we know. We don't know if the Podesta-Zuckerberg meeting took place physically. I'm sure they had correspondences. We see the emails, but we don't know that they met in person. However,
Potential multiple meetings between the Hillary campaign, John Podesta, and Facebook. One that they admit to, which is specifically between Hillary Clinton. There was another one, I think it was on Hillary's agenda, her schedule, when she was in New York City one day in, I think, March, about research. What was that kind of research? What was that meeting?
Well, this dates back to 2015, and if anybody should be calling attention to these emails, it's Bernie Sanders. Okay? They were rigging the election for Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. This was only 2015 at the time. And as we know, there was tons of rigging that went on. Donna Brazile of CNN gave the debate questions to Hillary and didn't give them to Bernie. It was a completely rigged race against Bernie Sanders. And now we know that that all dates back to Facebook in 2015 having in-person meetings with Hillary Clinton, having in-person meetings potentially between Zuckerberg and Podesta, but at bare minimum having regular correspondences, and saying, I want HRC to win badly. Presumably that means against Sanders. It can also mean against whoever the Republican candidate is. But at the time, they didn't know that the candidate would be Trump. Important to remember a timeline here. But if the collusion happened in 2015, it certainly happened in 2016 in the general election. There's no reason to believe that if they would stop.
And we remember this. We also know, we know already, and that since we're going back here to 2015, we also have to remember that what came out during 2016. And I know I actually had a reporter reach out to me today and say, Jack, why are you posting all this old stuff about Facebook? This stuff was reported. This all came out. And I said, well, hold on a second, because we have to re-examine this information in the new light of what's come out regarding collusion between Facebook and Russia, Mark Zuckerberg admitting to the Russian ad buys, what other ad buys were going on, what else was going on. So you have to re-examine this old information. And other information that we saw very specifically during them was, number one, that news ticker, the trends on Facebook, it came out, and this was not in some sort of right-wing magazine, I believe it was Gizmodo, that came out and said there actually were staffers at Facebook that were changing the news trends, whatever trending topics, trending articles, to be anti-Trump and to be pro-Hillary. They were specifically and demonstrably doing this. Then, secondly, we saw that Facebook was censoring WikiLeaks. It came out and Facebook essentially admitted it. Essentially admitted, this was a New York Post, anyone can go and look at this, that they were coming out, and if you posted WikiLeaks to Facebook, people remember this, because every time they came out, like a new drop, they would trend all over Twitter, but Facebook, they didn't have the same kind of reach. They admitted that they were blocking WikiLeaks. So now, when we look at all of this in totality, when we look at all of this with the light of the new evidence in terms of Zuckerberg admitting that there was Russian involvement, now we're seeing that it's potentially that the blocks to WikiLeaks were to cover up their own tracks. Could it have been that they were blocking WikiLeaks because they wanted to cover up the fact that they themselves, as Facebook, were working with Hillary Clinton, that they were working with the Russians, that they were spreading this disinformation, that Russian groups like this, Blacktivists, were out there talking about fomenting revolution against the government, fomenting anti-police stuff. Exactly. So
that's almost certainly why they blocked it.
How do you look at that older evidence in light of this new evidence? How do you look at those old reports in light of this new evidence, Jacob?
Well, I'll tell you why this new evidence is coming up, and I'll tell you kind of why this is relevant again. And that's because we are not the only ones examining what John Podesta was doing in the election with Facebook. CNN is not the only one doing that. Robert Mueller, the special counsel, subpoenaed the Podesta Group, which was started by John Podesta and during the election was run by his brother, Tony Podesta, who became famous when he was inviting John Podesta to a spirit cooking dinner. That's the first time I heard about Tony Podesta. But both of them were called in front of the special counsel to testify. It's unclear whether that testimony was under oath, but it did take place last week. Now, when Roger Stone gets called to testify in front of a House committee, it's cover-to-cover news for 3 days. The media utterly ignored the fact that John Podesta and the Podesta group, the entire political consulting group, was subpoenaed by Mueller and called to testify. Why is that? Maybe Mueller's looking at Podesta collusion. We don't know, but it's extremely disturbing to look at. And then there's new evidence that's going to come out every day, because this Mueller investigation is perhaps the leakiest investigation we've ever seen. And in every other respect, it's like the KGB. The only way it's not is because they leak nonstop.
Yeah, one thing that I would like to see is, when is Mueller now going to go and subpoena Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg? So we're talking about election interference, who interfered, who meddled, who bought ads, who was running ads, who was running disinformation campaigns. Doesn't now Mueller have not only the political opening, but also the legal mandate in terms of the purview of his special counselship, doesn't he now have the not only authority, but mandate to go and issue a subpoena for Mark Zuckerberg's communications for Mark Zuckerberg to see? Now, we remember the WikiLeaks, the John Podesta emails ended at a certain point. They didn't go all the way through the election. So we wouldn't know what other communications that Mark Zuckerberg may have had to collude with the Hillary Clinton campaign. We don't know if they exist. This would, to my mind, and I'm not a lawyer, and you're not a lawyer, but I would like to run this by a lawyer to see, does this grant essentially probable cause to show that Mark Zuckerberg and other executives at Facebook, other executives at Big Tech, were essentially putting their finger on the scales of the Justice Department? What do you think?
Well, we can't rely on Mueller to be, you know, an ethical, reliable investigator. Most of his team is top Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama donors. However, this evidence did provide probable cause to somebody, not Mueller, but the Trump administration, who we just learned in the New York Post last night, this is reported everywhere, obtained a search warrant, not a subpoena, but a search warrant granted by a judge to gain access to the information of more than 6,000 Facebook accounts. All we know about the accounts at this point is that they're anti-Trump. That we know. So some judge somewhere saw the mandate to investigate Facebook and issued not a subpoena, but a search warrant to do so. And the Trump administration...
This is actually massive. And I want people to understand this, that what you're talking about is breaking news. This hasn't been covered very much by mainstream media. We're going to bring it up here. But essentially, that a judge has issued a search warrant for Facebook accounts. Now, break down a little bit more of these accounts. I haven't seen this report myself, but are these bot accounts that we're seeing being anti-Trump, or are these private citizens on their personal accounts, Jacob?
Well, what we know is that there was one particular account that they looked at, which was one of three kind of main accounts. These were page accounts that lead to websites. Jeff Sessions had previously obtained a warrant to get server data from the hosting company that runs the website that this page links to. Now he's obtained a warrant to go in and get information.
And that was Disrupt J20, right?
That's right. Disrupt J20.
That was Disrupt J20. So you're talking about, and I know about this one. I can actually tell a funny story about this, but I know about the Disrupt J20. So Sessions has been going after Antifa websites, and Disrupt J20 is essentially an Antifa front group. Now, I can actually talk a little bit more in depth about this one, because I actually got a message from that in terms of the company, because I actually had an account with one of those websites that I was using with Disrupt J20 that I was using to monitor what was going on, to monitor their activity. Right. So because I had that account with sort of an email that I had set up just for that purpose, I actually was one of the people that got the message as well from them. So yes,
I'm glad to hear that, because that means that I'm really happy to hear that, because what that means is that these investigations are working. I mean, they're really getting to every last one of the accounts. You're telling us that you just had an account that was used to monitor it, and even you got a notification from them. So that tells us clear as day that Jeff Sessions is going after this and going after it extremely aggressively, which is important. And we know that these groups are associated with Antifa. They are violent groups. They were declared domestic terrorist groups as far back as April 2016, before Trump ever came into power. And what we know is that there's as many as 6,000 other accounts whose passwords, usernames, credit card information, and anything else that Facebook has is not going to be turned over, but is going to be taken. A big difference between a subpoena and a search warrant is this is not a request. This is a notification that we're coming in and we're getting the data on behalf of the DOJ.
There's basically been this big thing. And I was reading very last night about this, and there's basically been a change, right, in the way that we view our technology companies, the way that we view platforms. It kind of, in the early days of the internet, used to always be, well, whatever, you know, you're not responsible for the content. You're only responsible for providing a platform, right? That was sort of right. The way things went with the internet. But all of this changed after, and if you go back, it goes after Charlottesville, When Charlottesville happened, suddenly the game changed, the rules changed, and they said, well, we're going to clamp down on these hate groups. And at first it was cracking down, and rightfully so, cracking down on these anti, these racist, these white supremacist groups. But now we're realizing that the same tools, the same environment, the same statistics, the same constrictions, the same circumstances can be used to go after other extremist groups. And in this case, the case of search warrants executed faithfully and constitutionally under the Fourth Amendment against Antifa.
And that's an important difference between what we see here, because I know some people are going to hear this. You're going to say, you know, that sounds a little bit authoritarian to go after every Facebook account that was associated with this. I don't know about that. But here's the big difference between what Trump did and what Obama did. Trump got a search warrant in a real court, a public court in front of a real judge. When Obama was busy wiretapping Trump Tower, he was getting FISA warrants, which take place in a secret national security court and are traditionally only supposed to be used against foreign adversaries like Al-Qaeda, and for good reason. You don't want Al-Qaeda to know that we're surveilling them. But Obama abused the FISA court and used it against American citizens, i.e. Paul Manafort. So this is a big difference. Trump didn't use the FISA court. He didn't use secret search warrants and KGB tactics like Mueller has used and like the FBI under Comey used. He's using legitimate tactics to
exactly
to pursue
these
the
are
law
the tactics, the law and order that we've talked about. Now, a lot of people say, hey, I wish I knew there were more about it. I wish I heard more about what was going on. But obviously, the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, knows about OPSEC. He knows that if you start telling people who is under investigation, that's when they start destroying evidence. We got 30 seconds left, Jacob. Let people know where to find you, where to find your website for all the best new articles.
Yeah, people can follow me at Jacob A. Wohl on Twitter. They've seen me on Twitter. They can also check out my website at offendedamerica.com and see all the latest news.
Thanks so much for coming on, Jacob. I really appreciate it. Massive breaking news, everybody. The stuff that's coming down, the Department of Justice, Jeff Sessions, going after Antifa, fighting them through Facebook, fighting through this Facebook collusion, finding out what was going on. It wasn't the Russians. It wasn't us. It was America waking up, and it was the establishment fighting back at what we were doing. Be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jack Posobiec coming in, guest hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today on Friday. Had a great week down earlier this week when I got to go down to Austin to visit the InfoWars Studios, the mothership. For those of you who haven't been there, it's absolutely amazing. Incredible to see that not only the stuff they have there, but the plans they have in the works. You know, for all those people who said that, you know, InfoWars is on the decline and Megyn Kelly, eviscerated this and that. Look, we see what's happening with Megyn Kelly and where her ratings are going. I hear that her show is on the chopping block. They keep moving around and moving around. And it's probably not going to be finished out. But InfoWars is expanding bigger and better and faster than it's lightning speed. It's lightning speed, folks. And that is why I wanted to take a quick second here at the end of the hour before we kick it over to War Room to just do a quick plug, let you guys know about all of the awesome products that are coming up at InfoWars Store to support the expansion. They're building a whole new studio that's actually bigger than any of the studios. There's two studios now at InfoWars. There's another podcast room. The original studio is turned into a podcast room. They're building a mega studio, basically. It's a mega studio that's going to be in the back room. I don't even know what they're going to use it for, but if you look, there's 50% off the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's the advanced multivitamin formula. It's with essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids. Folks, you can get this. You can add it. It's a limited time right now. You can get it for 50% off. I don't know how long they're going to keep that up for 50 cents or 50% off, excuse me. But if you can get into it now, that is an amazing dietary supplement. Look, it's like my mom always said, you got to take your vitamins. That's something that we're missing from so much of our diets these days. This is a spot where you can get that right now. It's incredible. The other thing, the caveman paleo. Now, I'm the kind of guy, I wake up in the morning, I like to work out. I like to get my work in. I like to get it in early. I like to read my emails while I'm working out, you know, or catch the news on podcasts, listen to Real News with David Knight, because I want to get my workout in the morning, get it in the bank, and then I go for my caveman true paleo formula. There, it's got everything you need in there. It's got bone broth, the turmeric root, the chocolate mushroom. It's all actually included in there. It comes in chocolate. I think there's a strawberry one as well. But I'm seeing the chocolate one right now on the screen. Really awesome stuff that you can get up. Really great. You want to get that right after your workout. I'm telling you, it goes right into the muscles, right into your bloodstream. Also, the Secret 12, vitamin B12, it's a proprietary formula. It's methylated. That stuff, it is so incredibly great. And also the new Essentials line, the new Emmerich's Essentials line of essential oils. This is all at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. I'm literally just reading off of it, but it's incredible to see it. It was incredible to see so much of this stuff when I was down there. So the new essential oils from Emmerich's Essentials is for overall wellness. It's for aromatherapy, from peppermint to frankincense. It's currently at a 25% discount, and it's a 360 win, right? Like Alex always says, you support your life, you support your lifestyle, and you can support the info war. We've got so much breaking news today. We've had so much breaking news. We're also now hearing reports of a police officer who may have been fatally shot down in Georgia. Hopefully, War Room can pick up on that, can pick up on some of that. It's a breaking story right now. I don't know if it was fatal or if it was just a shooting that's reported. Just saw literally across the screen. We've only got a minute until I kick it out here, but hopefully they can pick up on that story. So there's so much going on. And big tech, Facebook, the Russian collusion delusion, all of this is turning out in ways. Okay, so one officer was killed, second wounded in shooting. Yeah, we got the report up now from Fox News. This is a horrible situation. Folks, let's kick it over to War Room because there's so much. We can't even cover it in with one person. I've only got an hour. They've got three more. Hopefully, we can break out more. Hopefully, if we can get around Facebook blocking us, blocking our content, blocking our collusion, check me out, twitter.com/JackPosobiec, J-C-K-P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C. Thanks again so much for having me on today. Really appreciate the opportunity to co-host here on InfoWars on this big fourth hour. Stick right here. War Room is right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health.